Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here we are at the end of the year. I always find the end of the year a good time to review the year just passed, maybe make a few plans for the coming year. So in 2017, we inaugurated a new president who represented a different political party. And even though there was a little bit of some rocky times, we experienced a normal political transition. And I think we are so lucky to live in a nation that has peaceful transfers of power. One party rises and the other falls. And then a few years later, the reverse happens, and this is normal and natural. There were some political changes in some other countries as well this year. The longtime leader of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, stepped down unwillingly. Emmanuel Macron was elected as the president of France. There were also some other big names who flamed out dramatically this year. Senator Al Franken, NBC's Matt Lauer, they both resigned over sexual harassment charges, and among the reasons, that was among the reasons as well for the resigning of the Uber CEO, Travis Kalanick. All throughout this year, careers rose and fell. But we expect that, don't we? You know, when somebody is enjoying some spectacular success, doesn't part of us think, well, just wait until things change? He or she will come tumbling down. Rising and then falling is a pattern that we expect. I took a look at the books that were being offered on Amazon that had similar titles, and there were quite a few of them. There was The Rise and the Fall of the Roman Empire, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, The Rise and Fall of Darth Vader, The Rise and Fall of Apartheid, The Rise and Fall of an American Wine Dynasty, The Rise and Fall of the American Teenager. Everything is rising and falling. There are not so many books that show the reverse pattern, falling and then rising. There were a couple, The Fall and Rise of the Islamic State, The Fall and Rise of the American Automobile Industry. But normally, falling and rising is not what we expect. That's not the pattern that we're used to. And yet, falling and then rising is the pattern of Jesus Christ. It's the pattern of his saving work from crucifixion to resurrection. Jesus' disciples thought that he had a great career going as a preacher and a healer, and they thought that maybe he was even a political leader to free Israel from Rome. They had great hopes that he would change life as they knew it. And so viewed from that perspective, from the perspective of a political hope, Jesus' arrest and crucifixion were indeed a tragedy. All their hopes were dashed. And after crucifixion, the disciples thought that what they had witnessed was definitely the rise of his life and then the fall ending on a cross. But like much of God's work, what God did through Christ at Calvary was a surprise. Christ's fall on the cross marked the beginning of the work of salvation. First, the crucifixion, then 3 days of grief and loss, and then the mystery of the empty tomb, and finally, the risen Christ, showing wounds in his hands and feet, proclaiming that death has been vanquished once and for all. Falling and then rising. In our scripture passage today, Simeon prophesies about this apparently backwards work of God. When Mary and Joseph bring the baby to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord, and they encounter Simeon there in the temple. And he says to Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel." And we've heard this before. We've heard something like it in the Magnificat, Mary's song of praise to God. She sung that the mighty would be brought low and then the oppressed would rise. The rich would be led away empty and the poor will be fed. Falling and rising. Because God turns things upside down, and some who are high are brought low, and others who are low are raised up. And Simeon saw that the child Jesus was destined to play a role in bringing these reversals about. Destined for the falling and the rising of many. We may find ourselves falling this year. Perhaps the money will be tight. Perhaps people whom we love may be laid off from work. Libraries may cut back hours or the roads won't be maintained. Perhaps some of us will fall in other ways. The medication that we take for cancer or for depression will seem to stop working. A marriage may fail. Addiction may swallow someone. And it may seem like a long, long way down, a long fall into a dark and ever darker abyss. But even in our darkest hours, there is one who has been there before us, one who fell so deep and so hard that he descended to the dead. Jesus, our Lord, knows what it's like to be falling, falling down and down into a bottomless pit. And yet his story does not end there. He fell into death and rose again. On the third day, he rose again to promise us a similar resurrection from death on the last day. If or when we fall, we don't need to fall alone. We fall with Christ. And when we fall, we don't need to fear that it is the end. For if we are with Christ, we will always rise again. The rising that we do with and in Christ isn't always a success according to the world's standards. We're not going to necessarily make it on the front page of the New York Times or the Dayton Daily News. The rising that we do isn't always accompanied by riches or titles or even security. After all, Jesus told his disciples that the fox has its hole, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. As we face the new year, some will rise and some will fall. Children will be born this coming year, and some people will not be with us at the year's end. Young people will graduate and older folks will retire. And when it happens to you, it may feel like a falling, or it may feel like a rising. If it feels like falling, remember you are destined to rise again with Christ. And if it feels like you're rising in the world, keep your perspective. It is only in Christ that we truly rise. Money will come, money will go. Health and success will wax and wane, but the love of our God is steadfast. The love of God is there to sustain us in all things, because this child, this Christ child, is destined for both falling and rising. And we belong to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.